Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some words with blends and practicing reading fluently. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write your name and you write my name. Just kidding. You write yours, I'll write mine. Then you can put your pencil down. We are going to use crayons for the rest of the activity. If you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence, and under each word are some circles. I'll call those circles, and sometimes I'm going to call them bubbles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then next to the sentence, you're going to see a picture. There's a frog on number one. We're going to look at that frog. Let's color that frog light green. See if you can find your yellow green. If you can't, use your regular green crayon and just color lightly. So color that frog light green. There is a blend in the word frog. It has two consonant letters at the beginning of the word that we blend together, and it's frog. What two letters make fur in frog? Fur, yep, F. And R, frog, frog. That's an FR blend. All right. Good job. Take two more seconds. Two, one. And now let's use our regular green crayon or our dark green crayon, or we'll color a little darker on the grass. So grass has a different blend than frog. Do you know which blend is in the word grass? Can you hear it? It's two consonant letters at the beginning of the word grass. Yep. G and R. We blend them together. Grass. Two more seconds. Two. One. Hold on to your green crayon. Let's look in our sentence for the word frog. Frog. See if you can find the word frog. Yep, second word, F-R-O-G. Can you fill in the bubble under the word frog with your green crayon, please? All right, and now let's look for the word grass. 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 Yep, it's the last word. Do you see the G-R blend? Fill the bubble under the word grass with your green crayon. Color in that circle. And then you can put down your green crayon. I want you to point to the words while I read them for you fluently. I don't want to sound like a robot. I want to sound like we're talking to one another. So I see there's a period, which means it's a telling sentence. So I'm going to read it like I'm just telling you something. You point to the words. I'll read it. Here we go. The frog is in the grass. It's true. There he is. Let's read it again. You point, I'll read. The frog is in the grass. Let's do it all together. All of us read, all of us point. Ready, begin. The frog is in the grass. We're just telling each other where the frog is. Where is the frog? The frog is in the grass. Let's go down to number two. There's a plant inside of a pot. Let's color the pot purple. Everybody find a purple crayon and color the pot purple. So there's a plant. Plant is a word with a blend. Plant. The first letter is P, and the second letter is what? Plant. Yep, the letter L. Plant is a word with an L blend. Plant. Put down your purple crayon. Let's color the soil or the dirt inside of the pot brown. That won't take us long. It's very little. And then let's color the stem and the leaves of the plant green. The stem and the leaves. Stem has a blend. St, st. Do you hear it? What two letters are the blend inside of stem? Stem. S-T. St. St. All right. Hang on to your green crayon. Let's look for the word plant. 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 You see it? It's the second word. P-L-A-N-T. Fill the bubble under the word plant green. And now let's look for the word stem. St, st, stem. Last word. Bubble that word green. Fill in the bubble under the word stem green. St. We have pull and st. All right, put down your green crayon. Boys and girls, I'll read the sentence while you point. I see there's a period. So again, I'm just going to tell you something. Here we go. The plant has a stem. What does the plant have? I'm telling you. The plant has a stem. Point to the words and read it with me. Ready, go. The plant has a stem. Last time. The plant has a stem. Excellent. Let's move down to number three. Oh, I see a boy with some flowers. Let's color his baseball cap red. Find your red crayon and let's color his baseball hat red. He will smell. Looks like he can smell the flowers. Smell is a word with a blend. Yep. S and one other letter. Yep. M. Let's color his hair yellow. The hair sticking out the back of his cap. Yellow. We'll have him have some blonde hair. Smell has an S, M. And now let's color the flowers pink. You have your pink crayon? Color the flowers pink. Flowers. Do you hear a blend in the word flowers? Full. It's two letters at the beginning of the word flowers. Full. Do you hear them? F-L. Good. All right. Hang on to your pink crayon and let's look for the word flower. Flower. Full. Full. Yep. It's the last word in the sentence. F-L. Color that bubble under the word flower pink. Flower. And then hold on to your pink crayon. Let's look for the word smell. 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 Do you see it? It's the third word. He will smell. Fill the bubble in under the word smell. Pink. Okay. Put down your pink crayon. Let's practice reading this. You point to the words and I'll read it like a robot. No, I won't. I will practice reading it fluently. It has a period, so we're just reading it as if we're telling each other something. You point. I'll read. He will smell the flower. He will smell the flower. Let's all read and all point. Ready, go. He will smell the flower. Yes, he will. He will smell the flower. I kind of read it like a robot there. Let me fix that. Let's do it together. Ready? He will smell the flower. Nice. Moving on to number four. There is a hose. See the hose? It's like a garden hose. Let's color the garden hose red just for fun. Let's color the hose red. Go ahead. Looks like there's a drip. What do you think? It's got a drip. Now, drip has a blend. Drip can be a tough word. It's hard to hear the first two letters in drip, or at least the first letter, drip. Drip. Yep, it's the letter D, 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 and R, drip. Let's color the water blue. The two water droplets coming out, blue. Drip. Looks like it can't stop, huh? Drip. Let's look for the word drip with our blue crayon. Drip. Drip. Do you see it? Second word. See the D and the R? Let's bubble that in with our blue crayon. There is another word in our sentence that has a blend. It's the word stop. St, st, like stem, except the word is stop. Do you see it in our sentence? Yes, it's the last word. Fill the bubble in under the word stop. Blue, make it blue. And then you can put down your blue crayon. All right, you point to the words. I'll read it. Pointing, here we go. The drip will not stop. What a bummer. They need to call a plumber. That's a bummer. I kind of rhymed. You point, I'll read. The drip will not stop. Okay, we all read and we all point. The drip will not stop. Bummer. Last time. The drip will not stop. Okay, let's go on to number 5. Blocks. I love to build with blocks. Boys and girls, you see the triangle block? Let's color the triangle block yellow. Block. 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 Do you hear a blend at the beginning of the word block? Yep, me too. What are the two letters in block? Yes, B-L. Okay, do you see the two square blocks or the cube blocks? Let's color those blue. Both of them, the square cube blocks. Blocks. We'll color those blue. Blue has a blend just like block, B-L. And then the last block is like a bridge block. See that? It's like a bridge. Got a curve. Let's color that block red. Let's color the bridge block red. All right. We are going to finish this up. Take a couple more seconds. All right. Hold on to your red crayon. Let's look for the word blocks. Bull, bull. Blocks. Yes, last word. See? B-L-O-C-K-S. Color the bubble under the word blocks red. And then hold on, hold on, hold it. There's another word in our sentence with a blend. The word is skip. Skip. It's in the same sentence as blocks. Sk. Sk. Do you see it? What two letters start in skip? Yep. S-K. It's the first word. Fill that bubble in red. Under the word skip. And then you can put your red crayon down. You point to the words. I'll read it to you. I see a period. I'm just going to read like I'm talking to you. Here we go. Skip over the blocks. That would be fun to try, huh? Again, you point. I'll read. Skip over the blocks. Skip over the blocks. We all read. We all point. Ready, begin. Skip over the blocks. Come on, you can do it. Ready, go. Skip over the blocks. All right. Let's scoot down to number 6. Oh, look. Look at the dress. Oh, it's so pretty, but there's a spot on it. Let's color that spot brown. Maybe she spilled coffee or Coca-Cola or chocolate. Color that spot brown. And then we'll color the dress. Let's make the bow around the middle pink. Color the bow around the middle and the ribbon, you know, the belt thingy, pink. Good. Nice. And then let's color the rest of the dress orange. The whole rest of the dress orange. Now think about the word dress. Do you hear a blend? The beginning of the word dress. Dress. It's kind of hard because when I say it like dr, it's kind of sounding So I'm going to slow it down for you. Dress. Yes. D-R. Dress. What about spot? Sp. Sp. Ot. Sp. S and P. Good. All right. Hold on to your orange crayon. Take 2 more seconds. 2. 1, let's look for the word dress in our sentence. Dress, dress. Yes, second word. See the D and the R? Fill that bubble in orange under the word dress. And now let's look for the word spot. Sp, sp, sp. Yep, it's the last word. Fill that word in, that bubble in orange. S-P-O-T, sp, sp, spot. Put down your orange crayon. You point to the words and I will practice reading it. I see another period. This whole page was telling sentences. Here I go, you point. The dress has a spot. Ugh. The drip will not stop and now the dress has a spot. It's a bummer. Point, I'll read. The dress has a spot. Oh. All right, everybody together, reading and pointing, ready, begin. The dress has a spot. Last time. The dress has a spot. You did it. Boys and girls, you practiced reading words with all kinds of blends, following directions, reading fluently. You are amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.